Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A local married couple with very different flavor preferences.
Jamaican from Long Island, Jew from New Hope.
Create an all-purpose seasoning that you'll soon see in specialty stores.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Marcus Davis and Rose Orell Davis, who are the owners of Wagwan. Wagwan is an all-purpose seasoning and salt. So tell me a little bit about your business and how it came to be.
Our business came to be out of our desire to make an all-purpose seasoning that would kind of make cooking easier for those who want to up-level their experience, get back into the kitchen, to get the flavors that you need with the health and wellness issue in mind. Because we've been around so many all-purpose seasonings that people put on there and you don't know what you're getting or what have you. We wanted to curate a spice that would get it all and complement all of the food that you eat. And you can use it kind of in a very simple, deliverable way, and ultimately bringing people back to the dinner table and getting people cooking more. And we found that having something that's easy to use would be the best way to do that.
Did this cover the pandemic? Because I am cooking, even though I cook even more during the pandemic, and I'm always like sifting through, like, all right, what am I going to have? Like, what am I going to season it with?
Yes, indeed. This was definitely born going into the pandemic. That helped out a lot because people were home cooking a lot more, and we decided launching this helped out with that because people such as yourself who were like, okay, now that I have to cook for myself, what is the best way and how do I get the most flavor and better health benefits and the most flavor out of my food, and just to make things easy and less intimidating. So having an all-purpose seasoning and providing that was like a huge impetus in starting and the drive behind the company.
So you have Jamaican parents, your family is from Jamaica, and Rose, you are a Jew from Long Island?
A Jew from New Hope.
Oh, New Hope, New Hope.
Yes.
Right, Marcus is from Long
Island. Yes, Jamaican from Long Island, Jew from New Hope. And yeah, born and raised in New Hope, left for years. And then right before the pandemic, somehow we had the intuitive drive to leave New York City and move out here. And we live on a farm now, shortly after we launched our business. And then shortly after that, the pandemic hit. So it's been one thing after another, but yeah, some of the best decisions we've made with the best results.
And so I need to know about how your like flavor palettes go together, because your backgrounds are so different.
True. I did grow up eating much more Mediterranean, fresh, like farm-to-table style. And though Marcus is Jamaican, he has a very refined and fresh, health-conscious kind of taste. And so that's where we meet, is wellness, honestly. And then he draws me into the stews and things like that. And I draw him into the, you know, olive oil, salt, lemon world of, you know, dressings and stuff like that. And our food does really go well together.
Does he make you go like, go spicier? And you're like, go easier. Like, how, what's the balance like?
I've been training in spice and I think I'm doing really well because I really enjoy it. One of the key ingredients in our seasoning is Scotch bonnet pepper, which is from Jamaica, and it has an amazing flavor. So for me to get more of that flavor, I have to tolerate the heat, which I'm pretty good at now, I think.
Is it like an acquired taste to use spices, and particularly, you know, spicy spices?
I think it's an acquired taste, and I think some people have it in their blood growing up in a household where spices are used all of the time. You just kind of develop that need and that flavor for it, and for those profiles, and they vary straight across the board. And as you get older and as you start to develop more of a flavor, more of a sense for it, you kind of want that more and have a need for it. So, yeah.
Crave it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say, too, Marcus has been feeding our 2-year-old nephew curry chicken since he was a baby, and he can tolerate so much spice. So it is...
More than you?
Yeah, he can tolerate more than me. It is training. Like, when I say that, it's very true. Totally. Yeah.
So how do you decide, like, what is for what? Like, what spices are for chicken, and what goes for salad, and what goes for, like, red meat?
Right. So it's all about what you really like as a person, what flavors appeal to you. You tend to not want to completely overpower flavors that are, or ingredients that are really delicate, but you should be able to, and you should be able to use a product that goes to whatever your flavor profile or whatever your liking is.
Yeah, I would say one of the reasons why our all-purpose seasoning was created was so that you didn't have to have 1,000 seasonings in your cabinet that you have to figure out what to do with. It's one, and it literally goes with everything. So we cook Mexican food, Italian food, Caribbean food. It goes, you know, into cooking, and it is also a dry application, so we sprinkle it on eggs. So to that point, Wagwan is the seasoning that really just makes everything taste better. And then from there, you can put in kind of any other, like, cumins or things like that that are stronger flavor.
If you're like, I love the all-purpose, but I want a little more fire.
Exactly.
Add to it.
Exactly. You're shaking your head like that's what you do.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Your portion gets more fire.
Well, it does. And I mean, as she was saying, to that point, adding, let's say, when we are jerking chicken, for example, we're making a oxtail stew or something like that, you can always add your flavors to an all-purpose seasoning. We, with Wagwan, we kept the most dominant flavors out of it, like say, pimento or so on and so forth. But then we would... add them as we like it, like, and so turn it into a curry, and you can add curry powder to it, you know. That's
So what does Wagwan mean?
Wagwan literally means what's going on in Jamaican. It means in patois, it means what's going on, what's happening, what's good. And
so how would you greet your friends?
Wagwan. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If our friends, family, you know, out of concern, it's Wagwan. Wagwan, what's good? What's happening? What's going on?
So when you see them this holiday season?
Wagwan.
So speaking of the holiday season, this is going to air right at kind of the end of the gift-giving season, which is, like, good, because if you're hearing this and you're like, oh, no, I forgot so-and-so, then you can get some spices.
Correct. Absolutely. This is one of the best gifts to give for holiday season and going into the new year, and kind of giving your cabinets, your spice cabinet a fresh look, and giving your flavor profiles and your taste of food a fresh feel and a look. It's all about the Wagwan seasoning and kind of getting it on your table, getting it in your kitchen and trying it out, incorporating it in your meals.
It looks pretty. Describe the box and what the seasonings look like and how many containers.
Yeah, so we have a gift box, which is called the Pro Suite, which is the one you're describing. It comes in branded tissue, and it has our dry brine, our G salt, which is a selgri, and our Wagwan all-purpose seasoning. And though it's a little late for shipping, we do have gift cards online, which you can always buy a digital gift card or just purchase and then gift a receipt that a gift is in the mail. So yeah, we're mostly online at wagwan.com. You can find us in some stores if you're in New Hope area, but mostly online is the best place to find us.
And I understand that you are on the verge of going to wholesale.
That is correct. So yeah, Q1 2022, we are full on. We are pushing out Mid-Atlantic first. And yeah, you should start seeing us in a lot of specialty food stores. So that's the place we're going to live for a while.
How long did that, like, what was that process like to get those negotiations?
Yeah, it's honestly finding because two-part co-packer. Everyone apparently started a seasoning line or a food company during the pandemic, and there's a lot of supply issues, as we know. So co-packers are inundated, and they're not talking to small businesses like ours at this point. So we actually found a phenomenal sales broker, and he's connecting us with all of the parts that we need. And so, yeah, it's kind of like dating, you know? It's like you just got to keep trying till you find the right connection, because it's a relationship that you have to be close and you have to be open and you have to trust each other and believe in each other. So, yeah, it was luck, I want to say.
You have to have enough stuff if you're rolling it out to so many different stores.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. We've had to kind of put the brakes on a lot of bigger orders and ventures until we can really mass produce, because we do everything ourselves now.
So is that going to continue, or are you going to... You're going to have to get it mass produced?
Yes. Yeah. So we're working in a direction for a co-packer right now.
Wow. How exciting.
Yeah, indeed. Exciting indeed. Getting it out there to more people and having more people be able to try it is key. And yeah, co-packing helps out with that tremendously.
So a lot of give us suggestions for, like, what are we using for cooking? So obviously the all-purpose Wagwan spice, but what else? Like, give us some tips in the kitchen while we're here.
So quick tips in the kitchen. I would say in using the spice, one of the first things you want to do is keep it simple at first, you know? So let's just say you have a protein that you want to cook, or your main for the meal. Pull that out. Put some olive oil on it. Sprinkle some Wagwan on it. Put some dry brine on it, or salt, and put that on the grill. Cook that simple and enjoy the flavors of Wagwan. You'll see that how they develop, how they come across in your meals, and how simple it really is. And then from there, expand, try, test it out. Any application that you would use a dry rub or a seasoning of salt or anything else, you can use Wagwan on, or should try it. And keeping in mind that our Wagwan doesn't have sodium in it. It doesn't have salt in it. So for those who are, you know, looking to be more mindful about their sodium intake, but you kind of breach that when you use a lot of all-purpose seasonings that are out there that do contain sodium. We choose to leave that out so that the cook can put that on their own and monitor their salt, so you can go crazy with it.
You have a separate salt, right?
Yes, we do.
And I smelled it. It smells like you mixed it with other things.
So yeah, so dry brine is a seasoning salt. It's a, you know, kosher salt base, and there are other ingredients in it. So you can use that and should use that as a seasoning salt. It goes in, let's say, your water for potatoes and rice. And originally it started out from dry brining turkeys around Thanksgiving to get more flavor and have juicier turkeys around that time. But
what else is in that kosher salt? There's other spices,
right?
Oh,
for sure. There's thyme in there. There's star anise in there. There's some juniper in there, things of that nature. You know, I won't give it all away, but there's so many flavors on there. And then it's not that it's a secret, but those are things like coriander and things to just give that flavor profile that we found lent itself to a certain protein, and it, all across the board, it just ended up working and being, yeah, just lending itself to our brand and becoming like a mainstay in what we've sold so far. So that's something we're keeping around and really proud of.
How long did it take you to develop? This is a pandemic development, right? So recently,
we started developing the Wagwan blend before the pandemic, and it just planned to launch in March 2020. Unbeknownst to us, we launched literally in the start of the pandemic, but it took us probably, you know, 6 months of testing, and we tested hundreds of blends and would calculate each one, have spreadsheets of, you know, the ratios of everything till we got the right balanced flavor. And then, and that's the Wagwan. The dry brine, Marcus just like one Thanksgiving genius blended these things together and we're like, well, that's it. I mean, so it really depends. Like the dry brine, I feel like was just born in a moment of inspiration, and Wagwan, we really spent a lot of time dialing in because it's such strong flavors to get a really balanced blend. And then our G salt, which is our other salt, is a finishing salt. So the idea is that you undersalt your food for, again, wellness purposes, especially just, you know, using any old salt, like really paying attention to the quality of salt that goes in. Salgri has a lot of minerals and things where your body takes it in a different way and processes it differently. So when you sprinkle G salt on top of something, you get a crunch of salt, and it's not overpowering. It's like it adds its own flavor to food. But you have to undersalt along the way in order to enjoy that salt at the end. But yeah, and the Salgri is just was a sourcing thing. So we found the perfect Salgri from France.
What does G stand for in the G salt?
Gray salt. So because Salgri is gray salt. And so we just made it cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So there's going to be a lot of cooking in the new year, huh?
A lot of cooking all the time, but I hope that everybody is, yeah, getting back to kitchen and cooking, you know, cooking their food, absolutely, and take your culinary skills and enjoy them and build upon them and get into the kitchen and experiment more, bring your family, friends, it's a great way to gather and, yeah, know what you're doing. So as much as people are getting out, yeah, just cook at home as well.
All right, once again, it is the all-purpose seasoning and salt, and the company is called Wagwan. Where can we find your seasonings? Where can we order online?
Wagwan.com, W-A-H-G-W-A-N.com, and then at a store near you, hopefully soon.
Congratulations with that. That's a big development.
Yeah. No, we're really excited. It was a lot of testing and proof in the past year and a half that went into feeling like we were onto something that we could really scale.
Rose Orell Davis and Marcus Davis are the married couple behind Wagwan. And again, you can find them at wagwan.com and soon at a specialty store. So, do you want to tell us which one, or is that coming?
I wish we knew yet, but there's a bunch around that we'll probably start popping up into.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.